You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. And my name is Rohan, and I'm here with my best friend, John.
Hello, best friend Rohan.
And we're really grateful to be here this evening, subbing and playing some good music. So we're going to sort of split the hour in half, I think. And John's going to lead the first half hour, and then I'll take us out for the second half. So yeah, thanks for tuning in. John, do you want to tell us anything about what we're about to hear?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the invite to come and co-DJ with you today, Rohan. I'm really excited. Last time I was here with you was on Halloween, which is like just so epic because we had 2 hours to just do our thing. And I was playing some very different tunes that night. I was playing some pretty like raw garage punk. Yeah. And I wanted to get a little bit noisy, but I'm taking a left turn. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do some wintry slowcore classics. So most of the songs that are on this little short playlist I'm going to run through are songs that I was listening to back many, many years ago. I'd say probably 2002 through 2004 when I was living in Austin, Texas, and kind of having my first winter away from home and just kind of the feelings that evokes. But also just the feeling of being cozy in your bed and having a nice book to read or someone to snuggle up to. That's kind of the theme of this playlist. So I'm going to kick it off. I'm just going to let it run through, and then we can kind of, once the 5 songs are done, we can go back and kind of chat about them a little bit.
That sounds like a really great plan.
All right, let's kick it off.
All right, thank you, John. I'm really stoked. Here we go.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, that concludes the first half of our show, and that, John, was just about as perfect of a playlist as one could possibly ask for. Yeah, where'd even begin? We were talking about Imbarsic Records, which put out both the American Analog set and the Death Cab song that we heard.
Oh,
yeah.
I think that is, am I wrong?
No.
Did the American Analog set record come out on Tiger Style? Which is
you might be right.
And
maybe.
Label?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you're right about that.
Numero Group would know. They reissued all this stuff.
I think you actually could be absolutely right about that.
But they feel like very.
They're kindred spirits.
Kindred spirits.
And they collaborated, like Ben Gibbard sang backing vocals on their album Know by Heart from 2001.
They did a collaborative record together. What's the guy's name from American Analog?
I can't remember, to be honest with you.
I can't remember either, so if anybody knows, call and correct us. But they did a collaborative record where each of them sang the other band's songs. It was really nice. It was kind of a little under the radar one. I haven't never seen it like in a record shop when I've gone looking for records. But you were complimenting me, so I'm gonna let you go back to
that, right?
To that.
I mean, I could do it endlessly. I mean, that Death Cab album we were talking about, its respective emotional importance for the both of us. But for me, you know, Death Cab were the first band I fell in love with, you know, when I was a teenager, and they were the first concert I saw by myself without my parents when I was in middle school or whatever. And I'm from the Pacific Northwest, so there's this weird evocation of home. You know, when I listen to their music, it's really special.
That's really interesting, because I'm from Texas.
Yeah.
And so it's like the American Analog set is what ties me to that. And those guys were close. They were buddies.
Yeah.
You know? So I feel like, we're kindred spirits. they were kindred spirits. So, it's nice.
I think you could say that. Yeah.
And then
that low cover of the John Denver. Wow.
That's right. Yeah. So the late, great Mimi Parker, it still breaks my heart that she... gone too soon, but that's just one of my absolute favorite low songs. It's on the compilation that was released in 2004, Lifetime of Temporary Relief.
Yeah,
just lots of B-sides and demos and stuff. There's like one disc that's just all covers, and they do great covers like Pink Floyd and the Smiths, and they have some songs that are done in the style of like the Ramones. Oh, not the Ramones. What am I saying? The Misfits.
Wow.
they do these like punk songs. It's actually kind of funny. We also had in there the second track we did was Good Night and Good Morning, which is a band I didn't really hear about until recently. This album got reissued.
Yeah.
I don't know through who, but the track's called Philadelphia. The album's called Narrowing Type. That song blows me away. It kind of fits perfectly. In that sound of American Analog Set and Death Cab.
It blows me away, too. I remember the first time I heard that album, I came to your house and you had it playing on vinyl. And I think I was in a moody mood anyway, if I remember right, for some reason or other.
Yeah.
And it just stabbed me in the heart, you know. Yeah.
And then we concluded it with like my all-time favorite fall and winter record, the Boy with the Arab Strap, Sebastian. That's the closing track, right?
The
Roller Coaster Ride.
Yes, it is.
It's such a great song. I just love it. It felt appropriate to close out the set. So.
It couldn't have been better. I almost wish I didn't have to be playing music now, because I just feel like we've done everything that this show needs to do. But before we transition to me, I did remember that it is incumbent upon me to read us a little PSA. So I'm going to do an emergency preparedness PSA because of the flooding that recently happened in Western Washington and Oregon. And like I mentioned, a lot of my folks and friends and family and close loved ones are from there. And they're all doing good, but always good to be prepared. So unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources nearby. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. That's a public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
All right.
So, without further ado, we'll transition to a couple songs I prepared. Unfortunately, I wish I had, you know, been able to sort of anticipate the mood a little bit better, which I did not, because these songs, I think, do shift the mood a little bit. I'm going to start with two songs, though, from two artists from Burlington, Vermont, because I'm moving up to Vermont and I wanted to sort of gesture towards that. Two of my favorite artists, Greg Freeman and then Robber. And then we're going to get into some older and eclectic stuff, and we can talk about it at the end of the show if we have time. So get right into it. Thanks again for tuning in. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And my name is Rohan, and I'm with my good friend John. All right, here we go.
ground leaves me writhing in the reeds, hiding somewhere in the choir. I won't let you, I won't let you sing my name again, love. Sing my name again, love. Sing my name again. Love is not love when it's a coat hanger, a borrowed line, no passenger.
If you were to live
I sat before his sanity, I was holding back from crying. He saw my complications, and he mirrored me back simplified. And we laughed how our perfection would always be denied. Heart and humor and humility, he said, we'll lighten up your heavy load. I left him then for the refuge of the road. I fell in with some drifters, cast upon a beach town, Winn-Dixie cold cuts and highway hand-me-downs. And I wound up fixing dinner for them in Boston Jim. I well up with affection, thinking back down the roads to then. The nets were overflowing in the Gulf of Mexico. They were overflowing in the refuge of the roads. There was spring along the ditches, there were good times in the cities. Oh, radiant happiness, it was all so light and easy. Till I started analyzing, and I brought and
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. You've been listening to WMFO in Medford. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed those songs. A very heterogeneous mix, but since my show is named after a Joni Mitchell song, See You Sometime, I wanted to close with a Joni Mitchell song, Refuge of the Roads, from her, I think it's her 79, or maybe 76 record, Hijra, which is probably my favorite record of hers. It's where she really brings in the jazz influence into her sound in a big way. And she has these long, contemplative, sort of rambling songs like the one we just heard. So, yeah.
Beautiful. I loved your set. Very eclectic. Yeah. I loved the Robber track that you said?
Yeah, Suspicious Minds.
The one that was released today?
Yeah, that came out today. Yeah, the second track we heard is called Suspicious Minds. Robber, they're from Burlington, Vermont. Nina Cates is the vocalist. And that's actually an Elvis Presley cover, which is kind of hilarious that they did that. So yeah, they've been teasing some new material recently. They had another great single recently called Talk Back, which I recommend. Yeah, so we had some new stuff. What else was new? The Grace Rogers song, Westport, was pretty new. It's from her new record, Mad Dogs. And then we had two kind of older songs. Other than the Joni Mitchell, we had the Cocteau Twins song, Squeeze Wax, from Four Calendar Cafe. And then, of course, Kate Le Bon with her album, Crab Day. The song is called Love Is Not Love. And that was on Drag City Records. It came out. That's the record that turned me on to Kate Le Bon when it came out. Back then. Yeah, and she's an artist worth following. All of her records are outstanding. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, and underneath us, you might be hearing faintly the Velvet Underground Sweet Jane.
Yeah, thank you for indulging me on that one. Yeah, the last thing I texted to Rohan when I was meeting him here at the station was, I'm standing on the corner, and then I was like, hey, I really want to hear this song now.
Yeah.
And he was like, we'll play that.
So, yeah, thank you for listening again. Stay tuned. We have Mellow Max up next with his amazing show. Highly recommended. So definitely stay tuned. I'm sure he has some great stuff on the docket. And thanks again for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed. My name is Rohan, and I will see you sometime.
Did it.